Brand new Vampire Weekend Capricorn on Radio 1. And without further ado, the main man himself, Ezra from Vampire Weekend is here! Yay!
What's
Ezra!
That?
Thank you so much for coming on. How are you doing?
I'm great. Thanks for having me.
Good. Always, always. So you're back after 5 years. Announced new album, Only God Was Above Us, out 5th of April.
Yes.
How does it feel to be back?
It feels right. You know, just... we work so long and hard on our records that we really know when they're done, you know?
Yeah.
So it feels right.
And if you look back to, like, the very first album, which was, what, 2008? The self-titled album came out. Would you have believed in 2024 you're back with your 5th studio album?
I would have hoped, but it was a little bit hard to picture.
Yeah. Is that something you think about? Like, when you start a band, you're kicking off, do you think, yeah, you know what, we're going to think about our future, or are you just living in the moment at that point?
Well, I like to daydream on the creative side about where we could go. I knew that the first album, that album felt so right for its moment, but I also knew that there were so many, you know, just as a music fan, I'm like, well, one day we'll make our kind of like acoustic orchestral album and all those kind of things. So I always like to daydream about that part. But yeah, career-wise, that's hard to picture. Like, are we still going to be selling tickets in, you know, 10, 20 years? That was hard to picture back then.
It's still a banger of an album, to be fair, that very first album. Still absolutely love it. So on this album, we've got 10 tracks. And I think I saw somewhere you said you kind of refined them over the past 5 years.
Yes.
Was it the same for all the other albums, or was this album just a bit different for you? Just wanted to get it right.
There's always a lot of refining. You know, so the second album we had to make very quickly. But, you know, after that, we always like to take our time. And then, especially now, you know, it's a cliche, but it's true. The older you get, time goes faster. So now, to me, 5 years between albums feels perfect.
Yeah.
Who knows? Maybe we'll do quicker next time.
And do you think kind of the style of music has changed since your last album?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, to me, every album has to be a new chapter, add something to the catalog, take us somewhere we haven't been before. So the last album, there were all these new vibes and ideas, so it was very fun to kind of like push off of that and think what's like sometimes the opposite place we can go. What, you know, what's the new territory?
Yeah, and I think, I mean, listening to that album, It feels really free, and that's what I really love about it. It feels kind of like, I mean, the opening, you're just like, I'm just going to vibe. I'm just going to jam. And that's what I really, really love about it. And then you've got these more kind of rockier moments as well. And I think it really shows like the full range of the band. And I think it's just absolutely beautiful.
Oh, thank you.
So if you had to describe it for the listeners in like, say, 3 words, How on earth would you describe your new album?
Maybe hard. Some people might be disappointed, but, you know, by Vampire Weekend standards, hard. And then also, you know, like sometimes you use the word hard just to be like, that's hard.
Yeah, well, hard.
Even if it's very soft, but you're still just like, that's hard.
Yeah.
So that was, you know, pushing into, you know, tougher territory. I might also say tough, you know, just looking for, in the early days of the band, I was so obsessed with never having distortion on the guitar. And now 5 albums in, I started to think, you know what? We could be a little bit alternative. You know, it's very fresh and novel to us to get a little bit tougher, a little bit harder. Even though, you know, this album, there's a darker tone. I would hope that people ultimately find that it's kind of optimistic. I don't know, does that count as 3 or am I still on 2?
Yeah, no, we'll end on optimism. Yeah. I love that. Positive vibes only. Yeah. So the first tracks that you released, Capricorn and Gen X Cops, why did you decide to release those first? They're both quite different tracks.
Yeah, I mean, it's become a little bit of a tradition with us to drop 2 songs to start. And when we try to pick one, it just didn't feel right. I couldn't picture just one. And I like the Capricorn and Gen X Cops, 2 very different tempos. I think they show 2 sides of the record, although there's a whole other side that people won't hear until they actually get the album. And I just felt they kind of complemented each other. It felt like a good way to like let everybody dip their toes into the world of the album.
Yeah, so without further ado, let's hear Gen X Cops. Let's do it.
Yeah.
generation makes its own apology.
Gen X Cops, brand new Vampire Weekend on Radio 1. Now, we thought we were going to get the Vampire Weekend fans to ask you a few questions. So, Ezra from Vampire Weekend, are you ready for a few questions?
Absolutely.
Lovely. Okay, first question. We're going to call this Ask Ezra Anything.
Yeah.
Something we've just made up, so we're going to do that now. Dan from Cardiff, if you weren't a musician, what would you have ended up doing?
Well, my job just before being a musician was teaching 8th grade English in Brooklyn, so I probably would have done that for a few more years. But who knows where I would have gone from there. Yeah, something in education, I guess. That's where I was heading. I don't know if I would have been happy, but that's where I was heading.
Did you enjoy that, the education part of it?
Yeah, I mean, I liked the kids. They were cool, but like everybody says, it really is a tough job. It's challenging, and I would have hoped I would have gotten a lot better at it if I stuck with it. But it's a job where you get to, like, meet people, a lot of personalities, and it was a lot of fun. But when I would get home, I could barely say a word.
Yeah.
I get very depleted. That was a lot of talking.
I remember when I was in school and we used to see the teacher walk to school and we'd be like, oh my God, that's Mr. So-and-so. Let's go and say hello. And you're like, oh my, I'm not even getting paid right now. Like, guys, come on.
Right. Not on the clock.
Ellie from London asks, you have a song called Oxford Comma, but what is your favorite UK city to play?
Oh, let's see. I mean, we've had so many great shows here over the years. You know, one place that we haven't been in a long time, but I remember we played this great show with Ratatat, was Blackpool. I'd like to go back there sometime. And I remember having like a killer early show in Wolverhampton.
Well, so like up north, not down south.
I mean, yeah, I can't say London, right?
It's an obvious answer, isn't it?
Yeah.
So obvious. Right. Greg in Harlow asks, what is your favorite track to play and why?
I mean, It's always, you know, playing the early stuff is always such like a trip down memory lane. And the one thing I'll say is that even now when we start getting rehearsals again and I open with a riff to A-Punk, that one's fun because I get to start that song. It just feels good. So, you know, I have many favorites, but like, let's keep it real. That one always goes down well.
Always goes off, right? Always goes off. Tim from London, this is really interesting. Is Scar an early influence on the early Vampire Weekend stuff?
Absolutely. Yeah. All different waves of ska from Jamaica, England, Southern California, very influential to me. And totally, on the most basic level, you listen to the first record on one of the verses of that song, M79. And Holiday, that's straight up. That was, I wanted to have a ska song on that second album. So yeah, ska, eternally part of the Vampire Weekend universe.
Yeah, we love Scar. Jack from Manchester, what's your current thought on sandals and socks?
I still love sandals and socks, but you know, that's just not this album, man. You know, like we made a commitment to our fans way back when that we would be exploring different ways of dressing and different types of footwear from every record. You're not going to catch me wearing the same type of footwear album to album. Like, that's just not who I am as an artist.
What footwear would you pick for this new album?
Well, right now,
what have you got on? Let's have a look.
These are Hokas, which are kind of, are those big in the UK?
I don't know. I'm not that fashionable. I don't think so.
These are not necessarily fashionable, but they're kind of like walking running shoes. But I like these because the color on the website was labeled eggnog.
Nice. Okay.
So yeah, we're dressing eggnog in 2024.
Eggnog. That's the footwear of the new Vampire Weekend album.
That's right.
Love that. Oh, guys, Stevie asks, do you ever feel like being a vampire on a weekday? I want to know before you answer that, how many times have you actually been asked that question?
I can't remember being asked in those exact words, but you know what? Like, yeah, we have one of those bizarre band names that hopefully you stop thinking about, because when you think about it too much, you're like, is that a good name? But you know what? My grandmother was born in Transylvania, so there's a part of me that's vampire all day, every day.
Vampire all day, every day.
Yeah.
Love that. That should be like an Instagram bio or something. Love that. Jerry from Slough wants to know, what would you do if you were a vampire for the weekend, apart from go to Transylvania?
I guess it depends what kind of powers the vampire has. Like, sometimes in movies, vampires can fly.
Yeah, like 6 foot bat kind of stuff. Like
I'd probably be flying all over, and I'd probably try to use my powers for good and you know, go stop by a town square and just try to entertain people and put a smile on their face. With my vampire powers.
The entertaining vampire. That needs to be like a cartoon, right, for a kid.
That's
maybe
right.
That could be like a side hustle. Like when you're done with music, let's write like vampire cartoons or something.
Absolutely.
Love that. Now, obviously, being the indie show, we spin the biggest indie box, which is why you're here, of course. But we want to know, does Ezra from Vampire Weekend have a favourite indie banger?
Yes. The one that came to mind, because I think about coming to the UK in the early days, 2007, 2008, and onwards. And that was my first taste of the indie disco phenomenon and hearing about all these UK indie bands, which even though this is a smaller country than the US, back then it seemed like there were about 10 times as many indie bands.
Yeah.
And there's one that I always liked called the Rumble Strips.
That was like early days, wasn't it? Like 2007 when you guys first kind of blew up.
Yeah, and I don't know that much about them. The guy had a great voice. They had a saxophone. I was just always like, this is a great band. And I thought they were really good songwriters. And I remember they had a song called Time that made a big impression on me. And I've always, whenever it comes up, you know, every now and then people say, remember that era? What did you listen to? I said, you know what was a good band? Rumble Strips.
Before we let you go, what are your plans for the rest of the year? Are we going to see you in the UK anytime soon?
Yeah, we'll be over here later in the year for sure. We have some festivals. We'll be at the closest thing will be Primavera. But yeah, we'll be touring in the US a lot. We got a lot of fun shows planned, and we'll definitely be over here before the year's through.
Love that. Well, thank you so much for coming on.
Thanks for having
playing us out. Let's play your indie banger. This is the Rumble Strips and Time. Thank you, Ezra.
Thanks for having me.